Amen. The book of Acts tonight, chapter number 12. The book of Acts, chapter 12. Amen. If the Lord would help us tonight. Praise God. I would like to take this time to say we appreciate Brother Jeff's message Wednesday night, didn't you?
Yeah.
I tell you, man, I've been thinking about that. I know I say that a lot, but he really don't realize how much he helped me Friday or Wednesday night. Amen. I appreciate Brother Jeff. I really do. I mean, he had the message of the hour Wednesday night, didn't he? I mean, I felt it all the way through. I know sometimes that we preachers don't think if folks are not shouting off the fan blades and off the top of the roof, then things aren't going good. But, hey, Brother Jeff had it Wednesday night. I really believe that. Amen. And whether he realizes it or not, Brother Jeff helps people in a special way. Amen. Many times in my life, or, you know, I've only been here 3 or 4 years many times, but the times I've been here, amen, several times, I've been facing problems and nobody knew nothing about it. Brother Jeff would be preaching and wouldn't even be his message. And I mean, he'd just come right by and just boom, hit right where I was, what I was struggling with. Amen. And I tell you, it takes a special man to do that, doesn't it? It takes a special person for God to use him to work in that way. So I appreciate Brother Jeff, appreciate Brother Lloyd, appreciate everybody tonight. Amen. Chapter number 12 of the book of Acts. Amen. Quite a few scriptures here I'm going to try to read. Amen. I'll try not to hold us long tonight, try to preach and get out of the way. Verse number 1, very familiar scripture. I hadn't really heard it preached a whole lot. I mean, we've all read the story and thought about it, but I'm not sure I've ever heard it preached before. I'm sure there has been. Amen, but I don't guess I've heard it. But now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the Jews, certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quarterns of soldiers to keep him. Amen. That's 16 soldiers from my findings. Amen. To keep him. Intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in the prison, but prayer, listen here, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, that same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came unto him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not what it was true which was done. But the angel, I'm going to have to get me some glasses, what was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the first of the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. You don't have to stand with me tonight, but if you would, won't you just raise your hand and ask the Lord to help me tonight and anoint me and just have his way. Oh, God, as we come before you tonight, Lord, we pray that you please anoint us tonight to preach the gospel. Lord, we pray that you please help the saints of God stir our hearts. Lord, help us tonight, God. I pray that you help us to hear the word of the Lord. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to preach tonight, if the Lord would help us for a few moments. Amen. I don't have a note one sitting up here, so I'm going to, as some preachers say, shoot from the hip. Amen. But if the Lord would help me tonight, I want to preach on, amen, a different thought tonight. Amen. But, you know, the devil tries to fight us every way in the world that he can. Brother Marshall, if you would, hand me that little black book. Amen. Verse number 1 said, Now about the time Herod... Thanks, brother. Amen. The devil's a fighting me, trying to take my mind. Amen. From my thought, I got one little scripture here wrote down, but that'll work. And now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. Amen. Verse number 10. And when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through the street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. If the Lord would help me tonight, I want to preach on it's not over until it's over. Praise God. I know that's a different thought, but that's what I felt like the Lord wanted me to preach tonight. Amen. But this is a very familiar scripture tonight. Amen. We all know that James was the first martyr, amen, of the disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. Most of us learned that in Sunday school. Amen. That's very familiar. Amen. But the Bible said that Herod, amen, took unto him, killed James with the sword. Amen. And according unto the Bible, amen, that the Bible said that then, amen, the king Herod Agrippa saw that it pleased the people. Amen. That he killed James, which was the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He saw that it pleased all the people to take his life. And he said, now I'm going to try to take the life of Peter. Amen. So they take Peter. Amen. They put him in a jailhouse. They put him in a prison door and they shut him up tight. Amen. Not only did they put him in prison, amen, but they put him in the innermost prison. Amen. They didn't put him in the first jail cell, but they put him way back in the prison. You know why? Because Peter had a reputation of breaking out of jail. Praise God. Amen. But I wanted to focus just a few seconds right here. Amen. Up on James. This was the first that we can find in the Bible. James was the first disciple that supped with Christ and took up the discipleship. Amen. James was the one, amen, that Jesus spoke to and said, will you also sup with me? Amen. Him and John, amen, are called the sons of thunder. Amen. James was a great disciple of the Lord Jesus. Amen. James walked by Jesus' side many times. Amen. James walked by Jesus' side up the seashore. Amen. He walked by his side. He saw miracles. I believe tonight that James was a mighty man of God. Amen. But James was the first one that God, amen, as one man said, amen, that God saw so fit, amen, that he could have enough backup, amen, to allow James to be martyred, amen, and he said to allow his head, to be on the chopping block rather than in the pulpit preaching. Amen. I don't know about you tonight. You may look at that as an odd honor, amen, amen, but James took the oath, amen, quite a few years back, amen, he told the Lord, he said, I'll walk with you, amen, I'll walk with you when the times get rough. Amen. I'll stay with you when everybody else turns around. I'm going to stay with you. Amen. This James is the one according to the Bible. Amen. We find when Jesus went up on the mountain of transfiguration. Amen. We didn't find Philip and Bartholomew and all the rest of those disciples, but it was James that was up on the mountain with Christ himself. Amen. It was James the one when Jairus came and brought the tidings of his daughter was dead. Amen. And Jesus gathered the disciples up. He didn't take all 12 disciples, but it was James standing by his side. Amen. When he called out to God and said, young lad, arise. Amen. And breath came back, amen, into her body. Amen. It was James that felt the presence of God. It was James that was desired of the Lord. Amen. Because he was always there. Peter, James, and John. So this just wasn't any old, amen, man standing here. Amen. But this was James. Amen. Laying in the coffin now. Amen. I'm going to preach in a few moments. You just stick with me. Amen. This was James, Brother Jeff. Amen. That stood by Jesus' side. Now he was laying in the coffin. Amen. And Herod said, I see that it pleased the Romans. Amen. I see that it pleased the Romans. Amen. That I took James's life. He said, now I'm going to go for the head honcho. Amen. Now I'm going to go for the leader. Amen. A man by the name of Peter. Amen. I'm going to go for him. Amen. If it pleased the, amen, the Romans that I killed. Amen. James, just think what it'll do when I take the life of Peter. Amen. James was dead now. And the church was praying. Notice here, I don't believe that the church did not pray for James. I believe that the church was in continual prayer for James. I do believe that. Amen. But, amen, the Bible said that they continued praying without ceasing for Peter. Amen. In other words, God didn't answer their prayer for James. Amen. God saw fit to take James. Amen. But they did not get discouraged. They did not say, well, God didn't answer my prayer. Just let them go ahead and kill Peter. But the Bible said that they prayed continually. Amen. For Peter. Amen. Woo! I said it's not over until it's over. Praise God. Amen. Peter was fast in jail. Amen. Had 16 soldiers all around him. Herod said within himself, he said, we've had him in jail before. Amen. And Peter got out. Amen. We can't keep this man uptight. We can't keep this man put up. Amen. But we got to find a way, amen, to keep him in. All right. So he hired 16 soldiers. Four quartrions. How do you say that word? Amen. I'm not very educated. I can't say them big words. Amen. But he hired this many men, Brother Nathaniel. Amen. To hold one little old puny guy. 16 guys. Amen. And I can just use my imagination. Amen. The Bible said that two of them, that they chained Peter to. One arm on one of them, no dad or leg. And one to the other guy. And I guarantee you it wasn't two puny little soldiers. But I bet they's the biggest old Romans you ever saw in your life. Amen. Some Romans, no doubt, that fought with the barbarians. Amen. Some Romans, no doubt, that fought in mighty battles. Amen. Herod said, I don't want just any old soldier, but I want the best we got. He said, this man has a reputation of getting out. Amen. We're going to have a man on every door of the jail. Amen. 16 of them. We're going to have two by his side. And then the jailer's going to be out front. And then Herod's across the street. So there's no way that this man can get out of jail. But I said tonight, brother, amen, Joe Pennington, it's not over until it's over. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Praise God tonight. I'm getting ready to preach. Amen. But the Bible said, amen, that Peter was sound asleep. I don't know about you tonight. Amen. But they had me in jail, Brother Jeff. They said, son, tomorrow, Brother Travis, your head's going to go on, amen, down in Greenup County Courthouse. Amen. We're going to have a gallows down there. Or whatever you call it, we're going to lay a big chopping block, amen, in your head as soon as the sun rises. Amen. I don't got time to get into all this, but this was the week of the power. You know, the seven feasts were going on. And the Bible said that this was the time of unleavened bread. I don't have time to get into that, but they were doing all this for their traditions. Amen. But, amen, they was going to kill Peter. Amen. For the Passover sacrifice of the unleavened bread, whichever one you prefer. Amen. But they said, son, amen, tomorrow morning, amen, when you hear them chickens are crowing, amen, when the sun begins to shine, we're going to march you down to the courthouse steps. We're going to lay your head up on the chopping block, and that's all she wrote for you. Woo! Amen. But the Bible said, Brother Marshall, amen, that along that night, amen, no doubt Peter stayed up for a while. Amen. Said, Lord, I know you've delivered me before. I know you've been by my side. I've been out in the storm. I've suffered shipwreck. I've suffered many things. And you stood by my side. Amen. No doubt Peter prayed. And Peter prayed. Amen. But God never sent an answer. Amen. So he was still in jail. Amen. Things still didn't look good. Amen. So Peter says, well, amen, if the Lord ain't going to come by, and no use in worrying about it, I'm going to go to sleep. Hallelujah. I don't know about you boys, but it'll be hard for me to go to sleep knowing I'm going to be killed tomorrow. Woo! Amen. But I don't know about you tonight, but I can't help to think that Peter was the only Christian in Jerusalem that slept that night. Because the Bible said, amen, that many were gathered together at Mary's house, which was the disciple John Mark's mother. And the Bible said that they gathered themselves, amen, along all night long. Amen, for an old time cottage prayer meeting. I don't know about you tonight, but I wish we still had them old time cottage prayer meetings. It's time that the church of God gathers back together like they one time did. Said, my brother's in trouble, I'm going to pray. My sister's in trouble, I'm going to pray and shake heaven till something happens. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. So things wasn't looking good here. Amen. Things wasn't looking good at all. But I said, Peter, hold on just a little while. It's not over until it's over. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. No doubt. Amen. Oh, Herod was across the street.
and his big palace. Amen. He had an, I don't know what's the name of them beds. Paul Harvey advertises, or one of them guys, them comfort sleep. You know, you can sleep on them when you can't sleep nowhere else. I forget the name of them beds. Amen. But if they had them then, I'd say old King Herod had one. Amen. He had the nicest old bed ever was. He had soldiers in his palace trying to keep men out. He was sleeping sound. I mean, he was laying on the bed with nobody to bother him. He didn't have two big soldiers standing there. Amen. It looked like they could kill you with one bite. Amen. But I believe tonight that Herod tossed and turned all night long and couldn't sleep a wink. And all the meantime, amen, Peter, the man of God, amen, was fast asleep on an old bed. I don't even know if Peter had a pillow, but I could just imagine Peter. He said, boys, you guys don't frighten me. I'll just lay on your big leg, amen, for a pillow. I said, it don't bother me. I've been in the, amen, midst of the battle. I've been in the midst of the fire. Amen. And God has always proved true for me. Woo! Woo! Peter didn't know he was going to be alive tomorrow. Amen. At this time. But the Bible said, amen, it didn't tell us what time of night it was. But I like to imagine that Peter stayed up to at least at midnight. Amen. That's when the angel come through for Paul and Silas. Long about midnight. Amen. Earthquake began to shake. And the jail cell came open. Peter probably said, well, amen, stuck it out to midnight. And nothing happened. Peter fell asleep. But over at John Mark's house, they was having a prayer meeting. Amen. They was praying to God that Peter might be saved. They was praying to God for his will. Amen. To be done for Peter. Amen. But can I tell you tonight? Amen. Finally, Peter fell asleep. Amen. Laying there. Amen. On that old cottage. On that old hard floor. Amen. And the Bible said that an angel of the Lord came by. Amen. And stabbed old Peter on the side. Said, Peter, get up out of there. Amen. I don't know what kind of clothes he had on. I don't know if they made him wear stripes back then or not. I don't know. Amen. But the Bible said that angel told him, get his sandals on and get his garments together and get up and get out of there. I don't know about you tonight, but I can just imagine old Peter. Amen. When he stepped up out of there, his leg probably raked across one of them big old guys. Amen. As he stepped across, and they probably tossed and turned, almost woke up. Amen. Peter probably said, oh no, what am I going to do now? And then he just fell right back to sleep. Amen. And then he was marching on through that jail. As I said, he was way in the innermost part of the jail. Amen. He come out of there. Amen. The angel let him out of the first jail cell. Amen. Opened the door. Amen. Then as he marched on, he saw all them 16 soldiers. Amen. Laying at this door. Laying at that door. Laying here. Laying there. All of them's asleep. Amen. Everybody's asleep but Peter and this angel. Amen. And according unto the Bible, let me read it to you. So you won't think I'm making it up. Amen. Verse number 10 said, and when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Amen. So that lets me know tonight, church. Amen. I don't know if you've ever done any studying about the old times. Amen. But this iron gate was a major gate. Amen. Samson grabbed one of them one time, ripped it off and packed it through. Amen. The village. Amen. That's why it was such a great story. We think, oh, just a little old, a chain link fence gate. But this wasn't no chain link fence gate. This was a humongous thing. Amen. And no doubt Peter walked up to this big iron gate. Amen. And he said, thought to himself, yes, I got past the soldiers. I got past the jailer. I got past all the adversaries. Amen. But what am I going to do now? Looking at this big old gate. I don't know. It may have been tall as this ceiling here. Solid steel. Solid iron. Amen. He probably thought within himself, what am I going to do now? Amen. But I said, Peter, hold on, son. Just a little while longer. Amen. The angel of the Lord is on your side. I said, the angel of God, amen, is walking by your side. Amen. He looked at that gate. And the Bible said that gate, in other words, looked at Peter, and this opened right up, right at his accord. Amen. That gate just swung right open, and Peter stepped out a free man. I said tonight, amen, this world says you might as well hang it up. But I said, it's not over until it's over. I said it's not over until God says it's over. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. So Peter, amen, he's out of jail now. Amen. He's out of the jail cell. Walking down. He probably thinking, my. I'm supposed to be on a courthouse in the morning. There's going to be a big crowd gathered together to find me. But guess what? I'm free. God has done it again. Amen. God had made a way where there seemed to be no way. I said God made a way where there seemed to be no way. And then Peter marched on down. Ain't it ironic how Peter knew where to go to? How'd he know where to go? But the Bible said, Peter didn't know they was praying at Mary's house, John Mark's mother. Amen. But the Bible said that Peter went straight to Mary's house, started knocking on the door. Amen. There wasn't nobody sleeping in there. Amen. There wasn't nobody sleeping at Mary's house that night. Amen. It could have been 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, but they was praying earnestly before God. God somehow, some way, make a way for Peter. Amen. I don't know about you tonight. Amen. But I've heard of calling all night prayer meetings and folks bringing their pillows. Amen. Woo! Over Brother Mike Roberts. I was over there one time. They called an all night prayer meeting. Amen. Old John and Ben, Brother Mike's boys, big old fellas. Amen. They brought their pillows to the prayer meeting. Some of them other fellas brought their pillows. Amen. You know what? They may have come to pray, but they didn't have their mind on praying all night long. Amen. But I said, amen, this was, amen, these folks at John Mark's house, they was going to pray all night long. Amen. I said it didn't matter if they got a wink sleep. They said, I'm going to pray. That's my brother down there. Amen. That's the one I love down there. If they hadn't slept a wink that night, Brother Lloyd, I believe they'd have been the first ones. Amen. Wherever they was going to do the murder at, on the courthouse, I believe they'd have been the first one there. Amen. Amen. To watch Peter get his head cut off. Amen. Maybe at a distance, because they would have killed them too if they'd have been too close. Amen. But I believe tonight that they were praying all night long. God got to deal with my heart. Amen. Studying and praying about this. God said, son, how long would you pray? Amen. For somebody that you love dearly. Amen. That was going through a battle. That was going through trouble in her life. I said, God, get me to the place. Amen. Where I could be that. Amen. Pray all night long. God, get me to the place where I can love my brothers and my sisters like we need to and like we should. God, help us to pray all night long. Woo! Amen. I know it's not a shout message, but that's all right. Lord, give me this. I didn't find this in a commentary. I didn't find this in a Cracker Jack box. God spoke to my heart today. I've had this message for a while. I was going to preach it a little bit different. Amen. God spoke to my heart. Amen. Today in prayer. He said, son, I want you to go tell him tonight that it's not over until I say it's over. Hallelujah. I said, all right, Lord, you stand by my side. Amen. As one man, as old Brother McDonald says, and I'll shout it in the mouth of hell. Amen. The devil has come. Amen. One too many times. Amen. Around Flatwoods. Amen. And tried to pick and pile. Amen. Tried to pick the bones. Amen. Off of us. But I said tonight, church, it's not over until God says it's over. I said, you can, amen, do all you want to. Amen. You can bicker and fight. Amen. Fuss and argue with one another all you want to. But I said tonight, the Holy Ghost spoke to a 22-year-old boy today and said, it's time to pray. It's time to get down to business because it's still not over. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost whether you do or not. Amen. Praise God. I'm feeling dangerous right here. Amen. God help me tonight. Amen. I said, Brother Andy, amen, it's time for us to get a backbone about us. Amen. Brother Dishman, that's right, son. I like what you said, too. Amen. We want to be a great man. The Lord said it. We want to be an extraordinary. We want to be extraordinary anointed, extraordinary Christian, extraordinary person. But we want to live, amen, on a 5-minute prayer. Amen. We want to live, amen, just any old way we can get by. But I said tonight, it's time for us to get down to business and say, oh God, whatever it takes, I want to pay the price, amen, to have the anointing in my life. God spoke to my heart today and said, son, I got several on my heart tonight. Amen. You can say and think what you want to about me, But I know what you're going through. Amen. The Lord revealed a couple things to me today. Amen. I had a message, 5-point message, as Michelle don't like. I had one all lined down. Man, I was going to preach it. Brother Lloyd, go over and look. What I got, one little sentence wrote down there plus the scripture. Amen. Man, I had one, Brother Joe. I said, Lord, I'm going to preach tonight. God spoke to my heart today and said, go tell somebody. Hold on just a little while. Amen. Peter, looks like you're going to be dead in the morning, son. But I said, it's still not over. I said, it's still not over. Amen. As long as there's breath in your body, there's still life. And there's still a way. And there's still help tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. I said, tonight. Go ahead where you at now, devil. I said, shout now, devil. Amen. The devil, amen, at the beginning of this service, put a sleepy spell on me. I was embarrassed. Brother Lloyd might have saw me. I yawned probably 20 times in a row. I mean, I was feeling tired and sleepy. The devil didn't want me to preach tonight. I said, where you at now, devil? I said, I feel the Holy Ghost anointing tonight. Amen. It's time for us to hold up that bloodstained banner and say, I'm going to live for God. Woo. Amen. Bible said that Herod saw that it pleased the people when he killed James. So therefore, he proceeded further to take Peter's life. That's always the way the devil starts. He'll do one thing and see how you react. And if you don't react just how you ought to react, he'll say, I can push him just a little bit farther. Amen. And then next thing you know, he'll take Peter, and then just listen to me. And then if he gets Peter, guess what? He's going to push a little bit farther. Herod already had it planned out. I don't have Bible for this. Herod already had it planned out, I believe. He said, Jesus is dead now. His own church killed Jesus. He said, now James is dead, the first disciple of Jesus. He said, now I'm going to take Peter. Amen. But God stood up and said, not so, Herod. Woo! Man, I wish I had time to preach all the way I do. Man, oh man. Amen. Guess what? God stood up and said, not so, Herod, King Agrippa, or Herod Agrippa. Amen. He said, son, you might have got James. But that was for my glory. Amen. Because now James is marching in heaven. I said, James. James one time marched by Jesus' side. James one time, amen, saw the miracles of Christ. But now James is bowing at his feet up in heaven. And now James is bowing at his feet up in heaven. Said, Christ, I know, amen, when you was on earth, amen, the miracles you done. But I'm glad tonight to be in heaven. I said, I'm glad tonight to be in heaven. But God said, it's not over, Peter, until I say it's over. Woo! Amen. Some of you are in a... Oh, God help me tonight. Some of you are in time, are in a tight place in your life. Amen. You listen to me tonight. Amen. In a tight place. And the devil said, Peter, in the morning's the last day. Oh, God. Tomorrow morning, Peter, I don't know if he had a little cubicle in that jail cell or not. I don't know if he could see daylight. I doubt he could. Amen. But the devil spoke in Peter's ears and said, in the morning, when the sun rises, amen, it won't be long after that, you're going to be dead, son. Woo! And Peter fell down and said, all right, I'm going to sleep anyway. Hallelujah. Amen. Peter said, all right. Amen. I don't believe Peter talked to the devil. Amen. That's another message in itself. I better leave that one alone. It's time we quit, amen, talking to the devil. Amen. Woo! I said, it's time for us to quit bargaining with the devil. I say, devil, have you ever heard folks make bargains with the devil? I mean, they'll tell him this. Devil, the devil will tell him something. He'll say, well, they'll sit and talk to the devil. Amen. Just look at that old slewfoot and say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I know now, amen, Peter might have been nervous. Amen. But I don't really believe he was. Amen. For he was asleep. Amen. And God said, it's not over. Amen, boys. Amen. Until it's over. Amen. And Peter fell asleep and the church prayed him through. Woo! I said tonight, hold on just a little while. Amen. And God's going to help us. Amen. Woo! Amen. I'm going to get in trouble. Amen. Pray for me, Brother Randy. Amen. But it's time for us, church, to quit listening to the devil. Amen. Come on now. I'm going to get in trouble right here if I don't watch. Pray for me, brother. Amen. But it's time for us to quit listening to the devil and letting him spread lies. Amen. You know something? We blame a lot of things on our brothers and sisters that they had nothing to do with. Amen. Help me here tonight. They had nothing to do with. It was all the devil spreading lies. Amen. You help me tonight. Amen. I said the devil's going to take you to hell if you let him. I said the devil, amen, will take you to hell. It's the devil's desire, amen, to kill, to steal, to destroy, amen, to create all manners of evil against one another. Amen, against brothers and sisters. Amen, it's his desire, Peter, amen, to kill you tomorrow. But I say, son, it's not over yet. Praise God. All right, stand up with me tonight. Amen. And somebody gets us a song. Amen. I tell you, this is a good message. I'd like to preach it on, but I'm going to shut her off right here. Amen. I'm going to shut her off. The Lord will help me. Amen. Praise God.